Today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, American Airlines is giving you less legroom. I know, hard to believe the seats could be closer together. And we tell you whether or not buying miles for Christmas gifts is a good value.
Dirt cheap airfares are popular these days. Gwen Duncan joins us at 3:20 to catch us up on cheap international fares and what isn't included if you buy one.
At 3:35, Steve LaRosa joins us with his latest What's Going On, a look at things to do around the region for the holidays.
Finally, at 3:50, Michael Downer from Sports Leisure Vacations has an update on cruises through the Panama Canal to the land down under, or a river cruise at tulip time in Europe. There's even an Oprah O cruise to Alaska.
A busy hour as always. Welcome to the latest edition of The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I've got two tickets to paradise.
To
love,
to Alaska. I go north to Russia's own.
Lord, I was born in heaven, man.
I come from a land, land of love.
I bless the rains down in Africa.
Get your kick.
With the show.
Here we are. It's Sunday afternoon, just a little after 3 o'clock, and we are the Travel Guys, Mark and Tom, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. It's a beautiful Sunday. Here we are counting down the days to Christmas. I'm in the studio, and Mark, where do we find you today?
I am in Omaha, Nebraska, on one of the infamous Sports Leisure Vacations mystery tours. Yes, indeed. People would say, why would you go to Omaha? Well, because Omaha is actually a really fun city that really celebrates the holidays. So Christmas is a big deal here, and we are having a great time here in Omaha. We just saw the Omaha Symphony perform a wonderful Christmas show. So that's what we're doing. No snow on the ground, but a little bit colder here than it might be in Sacramento.
Now, when you go on your mystery tours, yes, we've told people that, you know, Sports Leisure Vacation has these, and people sign up for them all the time, not knowing where it is that you're going to go. Now, when do folks get to find out where the destination is? Is it once you board the plane or when?
When you get to the airport, we hand you a boarding pass, and in this case, two boarding passes. And that gives you an idea of tells you where you're going. Of course, we give you an idea about what the weather might be and some of what to expect and give some crazy clues so that some folks like to try to figure out where they're going and some don't. And so we are enjoying a Midwestern Christmas here in Omaha.
Outstanding. Well, we are the Travel Guys, and at the beginning of each one of our programs, we have what is known as the travel news. So with that being said, let's get it going. All right, Mark, what do you have for us in the travel news for today?
Well, Thomas, a couple of months ago on our show, we talked about smart suitcases that had ion battery in them. They could charge your phone. They could do all kinds of wonderful things. Now the airlines, though, are cracking down on those. If you remember, they don't want people putting those batteries in their checked baggage. So they definitely don't want checked baggage that have those batteries attached to them as a part of the product. So already American Airlines has said after January 15th, you cannot put that bag with that battery in the hold, in the cargo hold. Delta Airlines has said the same thing. United and Southwest say they're looking at it and hope to have an announcement soon. However, the folks who make this smart luggage say that they planned this all along, and they include a TSA-approved screwdriver with the suitcases so that you can take the battery out, which in essence then becomes a charger. You carry it on the plane with you, and it's a way to rapidly charge some of your devices or keep them charged while you're flying. So I think, Tom, what we have to do here is we've got to buy one of these suitcases and see how easy it is to take that battery out so that we can tell our listeners whether this is a good deal or a bad deal.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Now, here again, you mentioned something about taking the battery out and then being able to use it to charge devices while on the plane. Is that what you said?
Yeah. But, yes, that you can take the battery out of the bag and use that battery to be able to charge things on the airplane.
Well, didn't we hear not that long ago, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, that they discouraged people from charging phones or devices with batteries while on the plane? Or did I miss something?
No, you didn't miss anything. So that is you are absolutely correct. So the guys that make the bags now are saying, well, here's an extra advantage. And the airlines are saying not so much. So let's find out if you can really get that battery out of that bag, because if you can't get it easily out of the bag, then you can't really check the suitcase. Remember, this was going to be able to be a bag that you would be able to find. You know, you'd be able to track the bag, basically. If the airline said your bag is lost, we don't know where it is, you could say, well, haha, we do know where it is. So the airlines are just a little bit concerned that folks are going to start putting these batteries back into the cargo hold when it's taken them a couple years to train folks to get them out. But we will be on top of that, and we'll give you an update just as quick as we can. Hey, if you have a really ugly sweater, a Christmas sweater, a holiday sweater, and you happen to be flying on Alaska Airlines on the 15th of December, then you are in luck. December 15th is National Ugly Holiday Sweater Day, in case you didn't know it, Tom. And if you're going to fly on Alaska Airlines or their now partner Virgin Atlantic or Horizon Air, on all of those carriers on December the 15th, if you are wearing a really ugly holiday sweater, you will enjoy priority boarding. Alaska Airlines says that travel during the holidays can be stressful, especially for those who not travel often. So this is a fun promotion that gives people an opportunity to dust off that ugly holiday sweater hanging in the back of their closet. I think it's a fun idea.
I do too. Mark, I don't know how often you get into department stores, but I have seen them multiple occasions where retail stores now sell ugly sweaters. And so you don't have to dig too far. If you can't find your ugly sweater, you can, you know, maybe get one and pick one up at the 99-cent store. I don't know.
People are actually buying. I don't think you're going to get one for 99 cents, Tom. I think that if you go around here in the old market area in downtown Omaha here, I saw a clothing store, a specialty clothing store the other day that had ugly Christmas sweaters. Mm-hmm. They were a lot more than 99 cents.
So. Well, there you go. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, some quick items here. Uber is purchasing 24,000 Volvos for its self-driving fleet. They will purchase those cars between 2019 and 2021. So if Uber is investing in 24,000 self-driving cars starting in 2019, Tom, it sounds like we're only going to be driving ourselves around for a couple of more years. And then somebody else is going to be driving. Here's an interesting international item. Ryanair punishes cabin crew who don't sell enough alcohol, perfume, and scratch cards. Apparently, Ryanair, which is a European low-cost carrier, tries to sell everything on the plane. They basically use the plane as a shopping mall to sell stuff to people. And the cabin crew is responsible for selling that stuff, and they track the cabin crew, who don't, by the way, work for Ryanair. And if you don't sell enough scratch cards, perfume, or other items on board, then you can lose your job, or at least lose your ranking in your job, which means that you get really lousy schedules and things of that sort. So this is a story by The Telegraph in London. If you've flown Ryanair before, I have only on a couple of occasions, but indeed, it is like being harassed every moment in the sky. Speaking of dumb things, the Hilton in New York has the dumbest hotel fee we've ever seen. We talked about this briefly a couple weeks ago, but we can now confirm that if you stay at the Hilton New York, which is the one over by Radio City Music Hall, you are going to pay a $25 a day urban destination charge. Tell you what it's...
A what? Explain.
A $25 urban destination charge.
Okay.
That's the same as a resort fee, but since they're not in a resort area, they've decided to come up with this.
Okay.
Yes. Cutesy. You get a $15 beverage credit in their lounge and a $10 food credit in their grab-and-go kitchen, and local and toll-free telephone calls like that is worth anything to just about anybody. It's also interesting to know, you'd say, well, heck, you get a $15 beverage credit and a $10 food credit. That's $25. That's not so bad. but you only get that credit the first day that you stay. Plus, anybody who has ever stayed in a hotel and gotten a food voucher for $5 or $10 or $15 understands exactly what's going on there. They're giving you a little bit of a discount to get you in so that you'll buy $30 or $40 or $50 worth of food, and that's kind of the way that works.
There
American Airlines, all of their new planes are going to have seats at 31-inch pitch. Why is this bad? The old planes had 32-inch pitch. If the CEO had his way, it would be 30 inches. Pitch is the distance between the front of your seat and the front of the next seat. So the lower that gets, the worse it gets for folks. Some of the discount carriers are as low as 28 inches, but American is going to 31. Southwest is going down from 32 and 33 to 31 on their new planes. It looks like 31 inches is the new standard for those who travel in between seats, and it's not good news for travelers. Let's take the last minute here, Tom, of the news today. And I want to remind folks, all of the airlines and some of the hotel chains are pushing people to buy points and or miles. Let me just tell you, that is the worst possible deal out there. Unless you are 1,000 points away from a free airline ticket and you just need to top off your account, do not sucker for any of those miles deals. There isn't a single one of them that's come up recently that is worth buying. They are all very, very bad deals. If you want to buy the your traveling friend a gift like that, buy them a gift card from the airline or from their favorite travel agency or whatever, and that way they can use it as like a cash item. But really and truly, the buying gift miles from airlines and hotels online is a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. And that, my friend, is your travel news for today.
And you heard it here. We are the Travel Guys. Follow us at TravelGuysRadio.com. All right, coming up in about 3 minutes, Gwen Duncan joins us. We're going to talk about budget flights, this time international budget flights to watch out for. That's next on the Travel Guys.
Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama. Take
Mark and Tom, the Travel Guys on KFBK, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Thanks for joining us. One of our favorite guests, Gwen Duncan, with Cordially Yours Travel back in studio. What are we going to talk about today, Mark?
Gwen is here to make us a little smarter traveler. You know, we've talked, Tom, about Spirit Airlines and Frontier Airlines being really the bare bones airlines, where you pay a what seems to be a very low fare, but then you pay a lot more for everything else, starting with what you drink and where you sit and what you bring on board with you. Domestic airlines have matched Frontier and Spirit in Spirit by creating basic airfares that include practically nothing and give you no mileage credit and things of that sort. We also have an international airline which offers a very bare-bones fare concept and then adds everything on top of it. It appears to be very inexpensive when you start out, but by the time you get done, it's very likely you could be paying more than you would have paid if you'd traveled with one of the legacy carriers. And so that's what Gwen is here to talk to us about today, is Norwegian Airlines and the possibility that this bare bones fare concept, which actually tends to net the airlines more revenue at the end of the day, may be spreading to international. And we wanted to talk to you a little bit about this to make you a little smarter if you're thinking about buying a ticket on one of these inexpensive international carriers, because the reality is that all the airlines may be offering this inexpensive fare to go over the ponds very soon. And so we want to make you a little smarter. Gwen, Norwegian Airlines has some really great fares.
Yes, they do. But you really want to scrutinize the add-ons.
For example, if you're going to check a bag on, now, any carrier, you're going over the pond, unless you have very high status, you're going to pay to check that suitcase.
That's right.
So on United Airlines, it's $35 international each way, so $70 round trip. What is it on Norwegian Airlines?
$130 round trip.
So see, right there, you're already...
That's right. And then British Airways, you get your first bag free, generally.
Right.
You also get alcohol, and you get a meal. Mm-hmm. All of those things you have to pay extra for. So if you have a handheld bag that you want to take on to the plane, and you're on your way to board the plane...
This is kind of interesting.
The ticket agent looks down and says, I think that looks questionable. So they weigh it And if it's overweight, then it automatically gets checked. You get charged $130 round trip.
What is the weight limit they're looking for? Do you remember?
I do have that. Well, actually, this right here is not for the... Yeah, the handbag. It says a handbag 21 inches by 15.7 by 9 inches with a maximum of 22 pounds.
22,
however,
okay.
British Airways, it's 22 by 18 by 10 inches. An economy, and it could go up to as high as 51 pounds.
Wow. So, and if you're not doing the math as she's rattling them off there, uh-huh. each of those numbers on Norwegian, the by and by, are a couple of inches smaller. So the reality is that the thing that you're allowed to bring on board and put under your seat or up above on British Airways mm-hmm. is a little bigger than, and now the standard briefcase or the standard thing that's been slipping under your seat on all the other carriers you find on Norwegian Air, it doesn't fit. And suddenly you're at the gate and you're paying $130 more for a bag, or you're paying a carry-on fee for a suitcase. On Norwegian, do you have to pay for seating assignments also?
Absolutely. Now, and they've got different fees. You can do it beforehand online, or you could do it at the airport at check-in. Every one of these things costs a different amount of money.
And you also mentioned the possibility of paying for a meal, for a beverage, etc. Let's face it, on a longer flight, you're going to need to eat.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And
you're going to need to drink something. So suddenly those things that were free on the other carriers. And then there's something that you pointed out here that I thought was really pretty interesting. Norwegian, when you fly to London on Norwegian, they take you to Gatwick Airport.
That's right. Instead of Heathrow. And London Heathrow, it costs about 8, maybe 10 pounds to take the transfer into town. From Gatwick, it's going to cost you about 45.
So there's a much so it's going to
much
cost
higher.
You more money mm-hmm. to get into London from Gatwick than it's going to cost you from Heathrow. I guess you could argue that Gatwick is perhaps a little less congested airport.
Maybe
that
so.
Might make it
and
a little
they do have
to
transfers
out.
From Gatwick to Heathrow, mm-hmm. but those cost about $30.
Well, and here's another thing that you got to be careful. You're flying a Norwegian. You're flying into London or some airport because Norwegian tends to use secondary airports. Make sure that if you're flying out on another carrier, that your connecting flight is going from the same airport that you're landing in. You know,
yes.
For example, in Los Angeles, you've got LAX and you've got Burbank and you've got Orange County and things of that sort. Every once in a while, you get somebody who buys a flight that has a connection and finds that, wow, they got a great fare. They flew into a secondary airport. Now they got to take a $60 cab ride and run like crazy to make sure that they get over to the right airport.
And you have to do that within those time spans because you have to be there before they're starting to load the plane. You know, I mean, the connecting time isn't enough to be able to do a transfer.
Not to mention the fact that those very cheap tickets come with, if you think it's tough flying for 3 or 4 hours domestically to Chicago or Houston or something like that on a flight, you've got, you know, you're 6'2 and you've got long legs and stuff like that. You buy up to Economy Plus. On Norwegian, you're going to find out to start with, you've got a couple inches less leg room, and instead of a 3-hour flight, you've got a 6-hour flight. Any
yes.
last comments there before we go?
I'd say go on to SeatGuru and check and see about the configuration. And
on what if, now? I'm sorry?
It's called SeatGuru.
SeatGuru.com. Okay.
And you can look on there, and whatever you're flying, whether it's Norwegian or one of the others, you can find out which seats have an electrical outlet, which ones have the pitch is different, or it'll go all the way, you know, go quite a bit. Some of them don't recline at all. So you want to make sure if you're paying for the seat that you're getting what you want.
If you go to TravelGuysRadio.com, you will find a link to SeatGuru.com
yes.
right there. Thank you, Gwen Duncan from Cordially Yours Travel. While you're on TravelGuysRadio.com, you will also find a link to Gwen at Cordially Yours Travel. If you're looking for a travel agent or some advice on something that involves travel, you can give Gwen a call at Cordially Yours Travel.
All righty, coming up next, we're going to find out what the world's going on. Checking in with the KFBK News Department in about 3.5 minutes, Steve LaRosa joins us with what's going on all over Northern California. That's next on The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome. It's the Travel and Entertainment Guys, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. We've got a What's Going On with Steve LaRosa just ahead. But before we get to that, as you know, from time to time, we like to do lists. That's one of Mark's favorite things. And, you know, this time I'm going to take the wheel and do one of the lists that I ran across recently that I think is very interesting and very, very telling, if you will. I have a list of 25 things that flight attendants would love to tell passengers but can't. Okay? I'm not going to do all 25, but here again, these are things that if flight attendants could, they would tell you, but they can't. Probably lose their job. Here we go. Be considerate. It's not all about you. Public transportation isn't for everyone. If you have such high demands, you should consider getting your own plane. I'm not talking to hear myself speak. Sounds like the kind of thing moms say, right? I'm tasked with carrying out the rules and regulations set forth by FAA. I risk a possible fine if I don't do what I'm tasked to do. There is always a reason we say the things we say. Flight attendants would love to say this, but can't. Plan for delays. Why did you think it was a good idea to book your connecting flight 30 minutes after your first flight? Griping to crew about things that they can't control changes nothing. You're venting, which is fine, but it won't change a thing. Speak to the folks who make the decisions and the big bucks. We didn't choose the Wi-Fi system. We didn't choose the leg room. We didn't choose to charge you for certain things. I'd love to have it all free and roomy and completely reliable. Flight attendants would love to say, but they can't. Behave yourself. You're sitting next to a federal air marshal. So put away that tequila you bought in duty-free. Keep your shoes on. That's not water you're stepping on in the bathroom. Flight attendants would like to say, but can't. We wish we were staffed better so we could give you the service you deserve. If it seems like we're always forgetting about you, we're not. We just have minimum crew. Usually we're staffed with one flight attendant for every 50 passengers. We need better staffing. And finally, one more of a list of 25, and I could go on and on. Things that flight attendants would like to say, but they can't. An airplane is not a grocery store. We're at 30,000 feet in the air, and we have what we have. That's it. All righty. As promised, here we go. It's Marvin Gaye on the radio once again, and what's going on? Well, you know what that means. It means it's time for another What's Going On with Steve LaRosa here on the Travel Guys. I'm Tom, he's Mark, and there's Steve. Steve, how the heck are you?
Doing great, Tom. Great to be back with the What's Going On news.
Well, you know, this is your big opportunity. You know, Santa listens to the Travel Guys, and I notice you have some papers in your hand, and I think that's a what I want for Christmas list, isn't it?
Well, it's a what you want to do for Christmas list, at least. Yeah, okay. A lot of good stuff going on for Christmas.
Let's start, Steve.
Okay, so Tom, this coming up Saturday, December 23rd, it's a Hepcats holiday. And it's Peter Petty's Swingin' Yuletide Review. This is going to be at the E. Claire Radio Studios for the Performing Arts. Now, they describe this as a Christmas music variety extravaganza. Now, Tom, we're talking a 12-piece orchestra and guest vocalists, including the amazing Dana Murray of the band Mr. December, and Tim Foster from the Troublemakers will be sitting in, and various other folks. And that's going to be 7:30 p.m. Saturday the 23rd. At E. Claire Rayleigh Studios, which is at 1425 24th Street in Sacramento. And you can get tickets from swell-productions.com. That's swell-productions.com.
And don't forget now, all of these email addresses and such will be posted at travelguysradio.com. And you know, right at first I thought you said something about hubcaps, but it's actually...
Hepcats.
Yeah, I'm hep.
Okay.
All right.
You are hep.
Thank you very much.
Now we're off to San Francisco. It's the Great Dickens Christmas Fair, and that's been going on for, gosh, I remember going there in the 70s to attend the Dickens Christmas Fair. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. It's from 10 to 7 p.m. Saturdays and Sunday through December 17th.
I've never been to this, but I have been to the Cow Palace, and the Cow Palace is extremely large. You're going to have to explain to me, do they have this in like one of the pavilions? It's not like in the big arena, is it?
My recollection is it is, They create it like it's the streets of London.
Oh, that ought to be just awesome.
Yeah. Okay, Tom, now we're off to Brooks, California. And do you know what's in Brooks, California, Tom? Cache Creek Casino.
I haven't been, but that's Brooks, California.
Yeah, it's just a little past Winters, apparently. Appearing at Cache Creek on December 16th, showtime at 8 p.m., is the California Honey Drops. Apparently, they're a draw on diverse musical influences, including Bay Area R&B, funk, Southern Soul, Delta Blues. And it's a free show.
Love free.
If it's free, it's for me.
There you go.
Okay, now we're off to Sutter Creek. It's Sourdough Slim's Wild and Woolly Review, Tom. You ever seen Sourdough Slim?
No, I haven't.
There is video on the Sutter Creek Theater's website, and you can get a taste of what their show is like, and it looks pretty darn entertaining. It's vintage cowboy blues. What they're going to do is their American Christmas show, and that's going to be December 16th at 8 p.m. at the Sutter Creek Theater. It's on Main Street in Sutter Creek, and you can get tickets through suttercreektheater.com.
Or go to TravelGuysRadio.com. We'll have a link there. Now, keep in mind, this isn't just any old sourdough show. This is a sourdough Christmas presentation with something Christmassy.
Now we're back to Sacramento. It's a twofer, Tom, at the Torch Club. Wow, there was a lot of T's in that sentence, and I did not plan that.
It's a twofer at the Torch Club. Tell us more.
Well, it's two great local bands, Tom, on consecutive nights. On Friday, December 22nd at 9, it's Mr. December with the aforementioned Dana Murray, one of the best vocalists you will ever see in Sacramento or otherwise, and accompanying her on guitar, also one of the best guitarists, Jim Papastathis. And by the way, they're a married couple, but she belts it out like nobody's business, and Jim is one of the tastiest players in town. The next night, on Saturday, the 23rd at 9, it's the Nibblers, featuring the amazing Mike Palmer on bass, and they're also a great and local popular band. You can get tickets at the door at the Torch Club, which is at 15th and I. Okay, now we are just going down the street and around the corner. It's Con Brio at Harlow's, Tom, Wednesday, December 27th. And there's basically, to describe this musical group, it's seven musicians with diverse backgrounds and a shared love for the vibrant Bay Area funk and psychedelic soul sound pioneered by groups like Sly and the Family Stone. And that's going to be Harlow's on Wednesday, December 27th, 8 p.m. And you can get tickets on the Harlow's website. And Harlow's is, of course, at 27th and J in Sacramento.
And at TravelGuysRadio.com, we got a link right there. And we've moved right past Christmas, and we're heading towards New Year's, huh? You got New Year's plans?
I always stay under the radar on New Year's. But you were going to mention you're going to a Christmassy thing.
Yes, thank you for reminding me. I'm going to be heading up to
Nevada City.
Yeah. It's a Victorian Christmas. I've never been. You can look it up online if you just Google Victorian Christmas Nevada City. They've been running since the 3rd. They've got some dates left. There's one coming up this Wednesday, then the following weekend on Sunday the 17th. And check me if I'm wrong here, Steve. Do they not have another one on the following Wednesday?
They do. And the Wednesday festivities are from 5 to 9. And the Sunday's Victorian Christmas is from 1:30 to 6 p.m.
Well, you know what? I think we've reached the end of today's What's Going On. It just snuck up on us when we weren't looking.
You are absolutely correct. A third time, Tom.
So, all right. Any final thoughts before we head on down the road?
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. All right, let's see here. Coming up next on the Travel Guys, Keep It Here, we have Michael Downer, who works with Sports Leisure Vacations. You cruise, Steve? You ever been on a cruise?
About three or four.
Okay. Michael has some great information on a series of cruises to places that people don't normally cruise. If you want to find out more, keep it here. We'll be back in 3.5 on the Travel Guys.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best.
Mark and Tom, the Travel Guys here, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Thanks for coming along. Don't forget now, travelguysradio.com. We post a link to just about everything we talk about on the radio there, as well as you can find all of our podcasts at Travel Guys Radio. And if you're on the road, don't forget to download that iHeartRadio app, and you can take us with you. Mark, who do we got?
Well, we've got Michael Downer from Sports Leisure Vacations is here to tell us about some pretty exotic cruise vacations, the opportunities that are coming up with Sports Leisure. Michael, I understand that a new trip has been added to the schedule that involves the land down under.
Yeah, we've got a cruise going on Holland America in January of 2019, sailing from Sydney to Auckland. So we're going to fly to Sydney, visit Melbourne, Tasmania, and cruise across to New Zealand. The South Island will sail through Milford Sound, beautiful fjords there, up to Dunedin, Christchurch, Wellington, and the cruise will end in Auckland. It's going to be a wonderful cruise. If you've never been to this part of the world, it's an amazing place to visit.
Well, and it's kind of interesting, Michael, because when folks go to Australia and New Zealand, Australia is a huge country, but people tend to visit the east coast of Australia, which is where Sydney and Canberra and Melbourne and the like are, Tasmania. But New Zealand is more of an island nation. This region lends itself well to a cruise because you generally visit coastal cities in Australia when you're traveling, and you often, and because New Zealand, almost everything is a coastal city there. So it really sounds like a wonderful itinerary. I know this isn't until next year, so what is on your calendar in terms of group opportunities, folks who want to travel with a group and have all of the transportation and all the transfers and the extra overnights and stuff included? What else is on the Sports Leisure schedule that's a little bit exotic? Don't I remember something that's going down to South America coming up soon?
Yeah, we've got a sailing in South America between Buenos Aires and Santiago through the Straits of Magellan, Tierra del Fuego. That's happening in March, on March 2nd. So that's also on Holland America on the Zaandam. And the great thing about the Zaandam, it's a pretty small ship these days, only holds about 1,400 passengers. So that's one of the ones that we're doing. We also have a cruise on Holland America on the Westerdam, doing the Panama Canal in February. February 3rd is our departure, sailing from Fort Lauderdale to San Diego through the canal, the original canal, which is, they have a new canal now, but the original canal is really the one that you want to go through. So that's in February. And then in April, on the 26th, we're doing a Tulip Time cruise on a riverboat in Holland and Belgium. It's a round-trip Amsterdam sailing on the Alma Waterways, 160 passenger ship. It's just a beautiful time of year to be there. The tulips are in bloom, good chocolate. So that'll be also be a really fun trip. The other one we have going is in August. It's an Alaska cruise, and it's sponsored by, it's also in Holland America on the Nordam, and it's going to be an Oprah Winfrey cruise. Now, Oprah's not going to be there, but there's going to be a lot of the people from O Magazine. There'll be special seminars, special events going on there. The Super Soul 100 will be on, some of them will be on board. So that's also going to be that's a round trip Seattle Inside Passage cruise.
Wow, it sounds like everything, South America, Alaska, the tulips in Holland, Australia, and New Zealand. Those are some not so normal cruise destinations, I might suggest. So, Michael, you've done a great job of picking out some things that are a little bit off the beaten track cruise-wise. Of course, Holland America has a great reputation for serving mature travelers and their guests. And so since that makes up a good portion of the of our clientele at Sports Leisure Vacations, that should be perfect. Michael, we will put links to all of these cruise opportunities at travelguysradio.com. What if somebody wants to go to Europe on a European river cruise, but they want to go in April to see the tulips, they'd like to go at a different time of the year. Is that something that you can help folks with?
Absolutely. We are, besides being a tour operator, we are a full-service travel agency. So I can certainly help anyone who needs help with any sort of cruise, whether it's a sports leisure vacation or not. Matter of fact, coming up in January is what's called wave season in the cruise industry, and some of the best discounts and amenity packages of the year will be rolled out right after the first of the year. So it's a good time to think about what you're doing in 2018.
Michael, let me jump in real quick and ask you, for those that perhaps have never taken a cruise, of the menu of cruises that Sports Leisure Vacations that you've mentioned, is there one that you think would be, the one that you would recommend for the first-time cruiser?
Well, Tom, it just really depends on what kind of itinerary that you're looking for. I mean, one of the things that I do, and when I help people book cruises, is I try to match those people with the type of ship that's going to be the best for them, that they're going to be able to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
All different ships have different personalities. Different cruise lines have different personalities. So we really want to match you with the ship and the cruise line that's going to be best suit your interests and your needs. And I usually have people come in and we sit down and do a conference and talk about what they like and what they're looking for in their vacation.
Got it. That should be fun. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really interesting, Tom. That's a great question, Tom, because if you're in your 20s and you're going on a cruise,
yes,
you're probably
me.
Not going to go on a Holland America ship, because you're going to find the folks there are generally older, quite a bit older than you. If you were in your 20s, you might be more inclined to go on a Carnival ship. If you were going with your family, you'd be maybe more inclined to pick a Disney departure, something that would have more activities for the kids and stuff like that. So that you pose an excellent question there, Tom, that they're really, when you start cruising, having somebody like Michael as a resource to be able to sit down with him and have him say, as you're truly as a cruise counselor, as somebody who knows about the product and has been out on ships on the seas, that who can tell you a little bit about where you're going. Isn't that really important, Michael?
It's incredibly important because, you're investing a lot of time and effort and, money in your vacation. You want it to meet your expectations. If you go to bed early, you get up early, you don't want to be on a ship where everybody's staying up late at night. You're looking for something that's going to suit your lifestyle and suit your needs.
Excellent. Michael Downer, Sports Leisure Vacations. You can reach him at 361-2051, or if you would like to know about any of the cruises that Michael talked about, you can go to travelguysradio.com and we will have links to all of them. Thank you very much, Michael, for a few minutes of your time today.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day, all right?
So, Tom, a lot of folks are going to be headed out for the Christmas holidays, going out to the airport. The parking lots are going to be jammed. They're going to be flying out. We've emphasized to folks, go a little bit early. Allow yourself just that little bit of extra time so the day starts on a good foot. Somebody asked me the other day, would you go over the parking at the airport? And so I promised them that I would this weekend. There are basically three options at the airport. You can park in the economy lot. That's the furthest away and generally requires a shuttle to get in. The daily lot, where you can take the shuttle or walk. It's a paved parking lot. Or you can park in the garage. The difference is the convenience level and, of course, the price. The economy lot is $10 a day. And it will probably fill up at some time during the pre-Christmas holiday. The daily lot, that's the paved lot, that's $12 a day. You don't necessarily have to take a shuttle, depending on how full the lot is. You can walk into the terminals. Again, if the lot's pretty full, it's going to be a little bit of a walk, but it's possible to be able to do it that way. And finally, if you really want to if you're willing to spend a few extra dollars and you don't care how much your parking bill is, but you just want convenience, the most hassle-free parking is available in the garage. That's $17 a day. Of course, your car will be covered there. $10 for the economy, $12 for the daily, $17 for the garage. And remember, when you park your car,
take your phone out and take a picture of the lot number so that that way when you come back 5 or 10 or 15 days later, you will be able to find your vehicle.
No, oh boy, that's probably the best tip of the day. I do have one more option, you know.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, you're gonna have a friend that's going to say, what are you doing on a certain day? Would you give me a ride to the airport? So, you know, that's the person that you want to buddy up with and honestly have them take you out and drop you off and pick you up if you can.
Now, there is one other option we should mention, Tom, and that's the hourly parking lot. You probably don't want to park there. It's next to the new terminal because it's priced based on an hourly basis. So while that would offer the ultimate inconvenience if you were flying out on Southwest Alaska or Hawaiian, it is also going to cost you a very pretty penny. I don't remember what the daily charge is in the hourly lot, but I think it's around $30 a day. So anyways, economy, daily, or the garage itself if you're heading out to the airport for Christmas.
Well, there you go. You heard it right here. Spread the news. Tell your friends how to be smarter travelers, okay? And I'm Tom Romano along with Mark Hoffman, and it's wrap-up time here on another edition of the Travel Guys, Mark.
Absolutely. Dance like nobody's watching, and we'll see you next week at 3 o'clock.
You bet. And as Steve always says, watch like nobody's dancing. And I don't really know what that means. And you stay well, my friends. And we'll see you next time here on The Travel Guys.